This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. The United States is nearing 3 million confirmed cases of the novel coronavirus. That's according to data collected by Johns Hopkins University. As cases continue to rise, surging in some states, the nation's top infectious disease expert warned Americans not to fall into a false complacency about the falling death rate. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the head of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, said it's a false narrative to take comfort in a lower death rate. More than 131,000 people in the U.S. have died from the virus as of Wednesday. Britain's government will hand out vouchers worth $625 million to the public to boost spending at restaurants, cafes, and pubs. Finance Minister Rishi Sunak announced the effort Wednesday, saying everyone in the country will be given an Eat Out to Help Out discount voucher during the month of August. He said meals eaten at any participating business Monday to Wednesday will be 50% off, up to a maximum discount of £10 per head for everyone, including children. The vouchers cannot be used for alcohol. Britain's food service industry, which employed 1.8 million people before the COVID-19 crisis, has suffered thousands of job cuts. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador is in Washington for meetings with President Donald Trump on Wednesday. The meeting comes days after a new trade deal among the two countries and Canada went into effect. López Obrador said Tuesday, in response to questions about raising other issues, such as immigration policy, that his focus in the talks would be on the trade deal. The U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement updated the 1990s North American Trade Agreement. More on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. China opened its national security office in Hong Kong on Wednesday. The office, a key part of the mainland's tough new oversight of the semi-autonomous financial hub. Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam unveiled a plaque at the Metro Park Hotel, marking the popular tourist lodging as the site of the new Office for Safeguarding National Security in Hong Kong. Lam was joined by the newly appointed head of the security office and the head of Beijing's liaison office in Hong Kong, who said during the ceremony, those who are anti-China and seek to destabilize Hong Kong have not only stigmatized the office, but also smeared the legal system and rule of law in the Chinese mainland. The new law was a response to the massive and often violent pro-democracy demonstrations that engulfed the financial hub in the latter half of 2019. Under the new national security law for Hong Kong, anyone believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, and collusion with foreign forces could face life in prison. The White House formally notified the United Nations that it is pulling the United States out of the World Health Organization, despite the surging number of COVID-19 cases in the country. President Trump froze U.S. funding for the WHO in April and a month later announced his intentions to drop out. He accused the organization of having a pro-China bias in its handling of the coronavirus outbreak and demands reforms. Pope Francis declared Wednesday that thousands of migrants in Libyan detention camps are living in hellish conditions. He said in his homily during a mass commemorating the 7th anniversary of his trip to Lampedusa, "You do not imagine the hell which is lived there." Lampedusa is an Italian island that has served as a landing place for many migrants making the hazardous journey from North Africa. Human rights groups say abuses such as rape, torture, and forced labor are widespread in the estimated 20 official detention camp centers in Libya, some of which are run by armed groups. The Libyan detention centers are where asylum seekers are returned after being rescued by the Libyan Coast Guard and returned to shore. The U.S.'s Harvard University and Massachusetts Institute of Technology have asked a federal court to temporarily block a Trump administration rule that would bar foreign students from remaining in the United States if their universities are not holding in-person classes this fall. Harvard's president made the announcement on Wednesday. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.